Meisters Bergdal Mishnah Dalit. Shoysim al Hagas, Bein al Chamin, Bein al Tzoinin, Potter, Divrei Meir. So, according to the Rav learned, what this means is that a person can put his head and most of his body into the place where they had a wine vat, and he can drink from the wine. Now, inside this area of the wine vat, people don't usually drink from there. To have something that's Koivea Meiser, so they would need to bring it outside that area, because people don't usually drink. Usually when they're drinking there, it's the taste. So it's a very temporary place to drink. So therefore, it's potter from Meisus according to Reb Meir. And it doesn't make a difference if it's chamin. Chamin, the Rav says, whether the wine was mixed with something that's chamin, usually means hot, whether the wine was mixed with something cold. So the issue, obviously, if it's mixed with something hot, that's cooking it. And the question is doesn't cooking kaveya regardless of whether there's other type of kvius or not? So the Rambam actually says that the inyan here is the fact that it's cooked and it's mevushal, but yet Rabbi Meir holds that it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's mevushal, if there's no kvius there, like you're drinking it in the vat area, so it's mutter. The Rav doesn't seem to hold that way, and this is the way that Tiferes Yisrael also seems to explain. The Rav gives a different shot, and we're going to see that soon. Rav Elazar Bar Tzadik Mechayev. So Rav Elazar Bar Tzadik's Mechayev, whether it's cold or hot, he's always Mechayev. Why? Because the Rav says we're afraid that you're going to take it from inside the vat area and bring it outside, and because of that gezeira, they assert it, and they're Mechayev to take off Maisus. V'cham Oymrim Alachamin Chayev v'al Tzoinin Potter. The Chum said that on Chamin you're Chayev. So the Rav says, now we see the Rav's pshat, not like the Rambam, but the Rav says the reason that you're Chayev on Chamin is not because it's cooking, but rather because since it's warm or cooking it in a certain way, you're going to be mekalkel, you're going to ruin the wine in the vat if you try to return it back into the vat. So if you take some wine from the vat and you put it and mix it with something that's hot, so now you can't put this wine right back into the vat because it's going to ruin the wine that's inside the vat. But tzoinin is potter because since it's cold, it's not going to ruin it, so you're going to return some of it. So like we said in the previous Mishnah, that a person, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's tamei, and he handles tamei olives from the matan, we said it's potter, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because he's machzer as a meiser, because he returns what's left over. So it's temporary. When you're going to return something, it's left over, it's temporary. Now, interesting, the Rav didn't say who the halacha is like in the previous Mishnah. Here, the Rav says the halacha is like the chacham hold of the same svara, that when you're going to return something, that's arai, and it's potter from Isis. But if you're not going to return it, it's chayiv. Now the Rav still has to deal with, but one second. Without that reason, what about the Rambam's reason? What about the reason is because you're cooking it, it's chamin. So Tiferes Yisrael explains is that which we say that cooking is koivea, that's dafka when it's boiling, when it's yad soledes boy, which technically means that it's so hot that you'll remove your hand from it. It doesn't have to be boiling, but it's very hot. But here in this Mishnah, it doesn't mamish mean that it's cooking like the Rambam says. It's just warm enough that if you would try to return it, it would ruin it. But according to the Rambam, the pshat here is that it's cooking. But it also comes out very good because the Rambam in the previous Mishnah where we spoke about the matan, about a tamei person touching tamei things, so Rabbi Elezer said that you're potter because she's machzer as a meiser. Rabbi Rambam said in that previous Mishnah, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. And the halacha was like the Tana Kama in the previous Mishnah. The person could just take olives from the matan, eat it with salt, and that's it. Even if he's tar and the matan's tummy, it's not a problem. And it's not a steer to this Mishnah, because this Mishnah has nothing to do with that Mishnah. Because according to the Rambam, this Mishnah is talking about Bishul. It's talking about a kvius. Mashenkin, according to the Rav, where the reason for the Chachamim is not because of Bishul. The reason that you're chayiv on Chamin is because you can't return it anymore. So there's a kvius to that. So you have to say, in a certain way, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah.